Hello, my name is Dr. Jonathan Trevor, and I'm a lecturer here at Judge Business School at the University of Cambridge. I'm also the co-director of the Centre for International Human Resource Management. And what I'd like to do today is just share with you some of our interests in the evolving nature of organisations and work. Well, it doesn't take me to tell you that the world is changing, and changing at a particularly fast pace in a number of different areas, economically, politically, socially, and technologically, certainly at least. And this is having a profound impact on how we organise work. Traditionally, we've focused on delivering efficiencies through large, stable bureaucracies, which are hierarchical in nature. They are very much around process. They're very much around stability. What this actually mitigates against, perhaps, is innovation and flexibility. And demand is no longer predictable, and supply has to be equally flexible to the demand that we experience nowadays, particularly from increasingly sophisticated consumers. So what we're seeing is very much the emergence of a post-bureaucratic model of organisation, which is far more around being leaner, being flatter, being much more network-based. And within that network, employees are being empowered to take responsibility for producing innovations themselves. So really it's a model of distributed leadership. No longer a management hierarchy with a leader at the top, but leadership spread throughout, an autonomy and discretion in a culture that supports enterprise and engagement. What this requires for our organisations is that they really invest in three principal areas for long-term, future-proof capabilities for competitiveness. Number one is investing in people, in their talent, ensuring they have the right skills and the right capabilities in the right place at the right time for the work that's being undertaken. Number two is investing in appropriate structures, systems and processes, particularly those that can capture new knowledge formally as part of a database system that all organisations and all employees can access. And finally, relationships, ensuring that they have in place both formal and informal relationships through which employees can engage with each other in a meaningful exchange of ideas, in conversations that challenge the status quo and produce innovations through the application of creativity, mould-breaking behaviours. Now, all of this is extremely challenging. In many cases, it's counterintuitive and certainly countercultural for many of our organisations. But nevertheless, all of the research and experience and those few exemplary organisations would suggest that there are real benefits to this opportunity. Now, we very much look forward here at Judge Business School, along with my colleagues, to working with you to help you realise those opportunities, both as organisations, but also as individual leaders. I look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you.